Good afternoon. It's June 30th, 2010, and I am plane casting from 35,000 feet in the air, just leaving Denver, Colorado, and the ISTE 2010 conference. And I got teased by a lot of colleagues from my last plane cast because I decided to do it in the lavatory, have a little more privacy, and so now it's being dubbed the potty cast instead of the plane cast. This time I'm feeling a little more social, so I'm actually sitting in the main cabin of the airplane. I wanted to see if I could record a few reflections about the ISTE conference. It really is like drinking from a fire hose. So even for me, I felt that there was more information being taught, brought in, and a lot to digest than I am probably ready to really share back out. But if I even just look back to this morning, the session that I attended with Aaron Sams and John Bergman, I believe. Aaron Sams actually grew up across the street from me and is now in Woodland Park, Colorado. And he and the other chemistry teacher in his school, John, have really put together quite an impressive program where they're using screencasting to do pre-casts of their lectures and sort of reversing the curriculum where they take their lesson plans and post them online, put the lectures online, and allowing for a lot more time during class to differentiate. They've really put Moodle to its best possible uses, and that was a very exciting thing to see and hear, and to connect with an old friend from the past as well. So that was a very inspiring session. I'm hoping that I'll be able to reconnect with those two over Skype and maybe get some of my colleagues in on that so that they can also see what they're doing. And I think after looking through a lot of the tweets about ISTE, you really do discover that it's not even so much about the sessions that you go to, it's the face-to-face connections that you make and the handshakes and the recognition that there's somebody who you've been following or they've been following you, or a blog that you've read that now you're actually meeting the person who wrote it. I think that those are really meaningful and can have a long-term impact when you feel that you've got that connection with somebody who is also trying to educate the way that you believe in. So it was a wonderful experience. I had a lot of fun. Denver's a cool city. My best friend growing up from Wyoming lives in Denver, and I got to see him several times, so I had a lot of personal connections there as well, and I really am glad that I had this opportunity. So I think that's probably about all I can share at this point. There was a lot of good information, and if you follow the tweets with the ISTE10 hashtag, there's more than you could ever ask for, and a lot of people really doing amazing work to share out what they experienced and to give back to the community, and I think that's really important. So thank you to everybody, and have a great day. Plane Cast signing out.